pretty cool about Howard, huh?
Don't talk to me as if nothing's happened between us. And yes, it sure is, buddy.
God's sake, will you stop with the Schrodinger stuff?
Would you prefer a simpler application of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, in which I could either know where you are or whether I like you, but not both?
You never stop talking, do you?
I don't understand. What difference does it make if Leonard goes to Will Wheaton's party?
No, Will Wheaton is Sheldon's mortal enemy.
Mortal enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon, I know you're a bit of a left-handed monkey wrench, but... You really have a mortal enemy?
In fact, I have 61 of them. Would you like to see the list?
Oh, say no, say no, say no, say no.
You just got off the list. Would you like back on it? So just take a moment. It's on a 5 1/4-inch floppy.
A floppy disk?
I started the list when I was 9.
How did Will Wheaton get on the list?
Oh, God.
As a child, I loved Wesley Crusher, Will Wheaton's character on Star Trek. So I drove for hours by bus to a Star Trek convention at which Will Wheaton was scheduled to appear so that I could get my Wesley Crusher action figure signed. But he never showed because apparently it was cooler for him to be the lower left corner on Hollywood Squares. Oh, damn. The floppy failed. Well, whoever was in charge of quality control at the Verbatim Corporation in 1989, congratulations, you just made the list.
Howard?
Change your mind about sex? I'm still mad, but I'll do it.
No, I've just been thinking. It doesn't matter if I'm afraid for your safety. I don't want to be the person who stands between you and your dreams.
Really?
Really. If going into space means that much to you, I will never say another word about it.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. So sex now?
Okay. I just forgot to brush my teeth. I'll be right back.
I'm ready.
Wait, let me see if I got this right. You actually asked Bernadette to leave your house in the middle of the night?
What choice did I have? She went behind my back and turned my own mother against me.
Wow. You're not only our first astronaut, you're also the first one of us to kick a girl out of bed. You're like a rock star.
A little bit.
I hate to say it, but she did kind of betray you.
Interesting. You see betrayal in others, but not yourself.
Going to Wheaton's party is not betraying you.
Oh, of course you would have to believe that. Evil always thinks it's doing right. Excuse me, Stormtrooper. These are the droids you're looking for.
I'm going to a party. I'm not turning R2-D2 and C-3PO over to the Empire.
Not yet.
So what's going to happen next? Are you and Bernadette going to break up?
I don't know. If we're going to get back together, she's going to have to apologize and accept that I'm a grown man who can make his own decisions.
Then she's going to have to convince your mother to let you go into space.
Well, obviously.
Choice. I had to tell his mother. He can't go to space. He's like a baby bird. Do you know he once got an asthma attack from reading an old library book?
You're kidding.
No, I was there that day. Sheldon threw his back out, handing him that book.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't want to break up over this.
Okay, why don't you just tell him you made a mistake?
You guys think it was a mistake? Am I the bad guy in this?
It's not for us to judge. We're just here to provide comfort and support while you come to grips with what a despicable thing you've done.
I took our love and threw it under his bus-sized mother. I need to apologize.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you came to that. But before you do, let me just ask you a big picture question.
What?
Are you 100% positive you love and want to marry Howard Wolowitz?
I do, with all my heart.
Got it. Just had to check. He's great.
All right, Sheldon, we're going to Will's. This is your last chance.
No, Leonard, this is your last chance. One day, a historian is going to come to you and say, is it true you were friends with Dr. Sheldon Cooper? And you're going to have to choke back a hot sob of regret and humiliation as you mumble, I was, but I chose to go to a party thrown by the one kid from Stand By Me that no one remembers.
You want to drive?
Sure.
Hey, Sheldon.
Oh, good. You picked me.
No, I just got a text from Stuart. Brent Spiner's at the party.
Brent Spiner?
Yes.
I don't care.
Really? Brent Spiner? Mr. Data himself? You love him.
I did, but I think I've kind of outgrown Star Trek. Stock characters, ludicrous plots, beam me up. What a load of hooey.
I'm going. Live long and prosper, Sheldon.
Yeah, even that. You look like a dork.
Howard Bernadette here!
Tell her I'm not home!
What kind of a schmuck play is that? She can hear you shouting!
Can we talk?
You can. I have nothing to say.
Right. Just wanted to tell you I'm sorry I said something to your mother.
I was gonna tell her eventually, but you went behind my back.
I know, I'm sorry. I got scared.
If you're gonna love me, you're gonna have to love the whole package. You know, the tender-hearted poet and the crazy daredevil.
I know.
Well, don't say it if you're not gonna mean it, because I'm not just gonna stop with the space station. Yeah, I wanna go to the moon. I wanna go to Mars. I wanna take a one-man sub to the lowest depths of the ocean.
Really? You got seasick on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, those big kids were rocking it.
I just did what I did because I love you so much, and the thought of losing you is more than I can handle.
Really?
You're my soulmate. This is where you kiss me.
Right.
Make up all you want. Your tuchus is not leaving this planet.
You know that beautiful actress who plays the Borg Queen in First Contact?
Yeah.
I just met her gynecologist.
What are you doing here?
Fighting for our friendship. As peculiar and annoying as you can be, you're still my little buddy. And I'm not going to let that end here tonight. Now put down that drink, let's meet Brent Spiner and go home.
Hey, Sheldon! I'm so glad you made it. I found something I think you might like.
What I'd like is for him to have a more depressing home. This is quite lovely.
This is for you.
An original Mint in Package Wesley Crusher action figure.
I remembered your story about the time you went to a convention when you were a kid to get one signed and I didn't show up. Look at what I wrote.
To Sheldon, sorry this took so long. Your friend Will Wheaton.
It's my last one. I want you to have it.
Look, everyone, Will Wheaton is my friend!
Oh, wow. I haven't seen one of these in years. Remember how we used to make these things look like they were masturbating?
Brent Spiner, what have you done? That was an original Mint in Package Wesley Crusher action figure, signed by my close personal friend Will Wheaton.
Sorry, Slim. I've got some Mr. Data dolls in the trunk of my car. You want me to sign one for you?
You've already signed something, Brent Spiner. Your name on my list. From this moment on, you are my mortal enemy.
Don't worry, it doesn't take up a whole lot of your time.
Come on, buddy. Let's not waste another second on this loser.
We'll love your house.
Can we get autographed dolls?
Sure. $20.
$10.
$18.
$12.
$16.
$2 for $30. And you come to my birthday party.
Done.